You're listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. I'm Joe, and I'm here with... Yes.
It's Justin. Hi.
We wanted to reintroduce ourselves to the audience a little bit. We wanted to take this year to sort of do a soft reboot for the podcast. We had some ideas for a history of horror of sorts, talking about the 80s, specifically the slashers, and then some of the other really popular movies of the time. It might be a way to freshen up the podcast a little bit. I don't know, I guess freshen up for us too, you know? Give us a little bit more of a mission statement, I suppose. And I thought that to start this year off, we could just sort of reintroduce ourselves to the audience. So this is Justin. You'll hear from him often.
A little too often.
Just to kind of fill in the audience, we met each other, what, we were 21, maybe?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
About we've been friends for about 22 years?
Like we knew each other. We hung out,
yeah.
You know, kind of in the same
crowd. Same group, yeah. For a long time, but we didn't really, like, socialize, like, on our own for a while.
No. Anytime we hung out, it was always in, like, that group setting for the most part. And then at one point, I was like, I had these delusions of grandeur where I thought I was going to be a fucking screenwriter. So I wrote a script, or, you know, I was in the process of writing a script, and Joe was kind enough to read through it to give me some pointers. And I guess, well, Joe wasn't you weren't the only one.
No. A couple people did.
A couple of people did. And just about everybody basically blew smoke up my ass. Joe was the only one to actually give me constructive criticism and let me know exactly how bad it was.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I actually still remember it, and I like quite a bit of that story. But I think I was kind of like, you know...
Well, you liked it better when it was Chasing Amy.
Yeah, I think that's what I told you. I think I remember saying, like, it's okay, but it could be really great. I was like, there's a lot of cool stuff in here if you just stop copying off of other things. And, you know, because the original ideas in there I liked a lot. I thought they were really cool. Obviously he appreciated that because he's still here. He wasn't like, fuck this guy. But, yeah, we kind of hung out and kind of started working on that together for a little bit.
And kind of through that was when we kind of discovered each other's love of horror.
Yeah.
Too, though, because that's when we started talking about those things.
I don't even think I knew you were a big movie guy, really, until, like, you were writing stuff. And I'm like, oh, obviously this guy's, like, into this stuff, because I didn't really know. I actually remember very well the first time you and I hung out on our own. I remember the day. Like, not, like, the date, but I remember, like, how that night was. And I remember we were just kind of, like, bombing around town in the car, smoking cigarettes, and we were talking about Spider-Man 2 because it was coming out. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We were both going on about, like, the Spider-Man 2 movie, like, what we thought it was going to be like. And then we hung out at, I lived with my parents at the time, but we hung out my place. And, we were just, like, bullshitting, like, the whole night. And it was weird because, like, it was, like, the first time, like, you and I hung out on our own outside that circle, and we gelled pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. It felt more like we had known each other lot longer than we actually had at that point.
Yeah, I did find myself, like, because there was other people in that group that I knew longer and I hung out with, you know, individually. But I was like, I had more fun hanging out with this dude than those other people that I've been hanging out with for, like, the last couple of years. And then we kind of just became our own thing for a while.
Yeah. I felt the same way. And I still do.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Out of that group, we are the only ones who still communicate.
Are alive.
Well, Skeeter was drafted and killed in Vietnam.
The real horror story. Yeah. But it's true. And this podcast isn't our first rodeo either, because we worked on a web series together, which I've mentioned before, Sean and Such. And you were an integral part of that show, with the writing and, like, a couple of voices. And, you know, we had some mild success at the time, I guess our 15 minutes of fame, you could say. And we traveled around a little bit, went to some conventions, got invited to some conventions and to, you know, speak and get, you know, boots and stuff like that. And it was a good time, those 2 years. The fall of that sort of led to just, like, this dead space of creativity. But we always wanted to do something. And it took a couple of years for us to kind of come up with this idea. And I think, if I remember correctly, well, you were talking about a DC Comics podcast.
Well, I know that even before that, like, we had kind of vaguely talked about trying to do some kind of podcast. But we hadn't really nailed anything yet. We just kind of were throwing around ideas. It wasn't even just like consistently. Like every couple of months, I think, we would just kind of bring it up and go, yeah, that sounds cool. And then one day I did bring up the idea of doing a DC Comics podcast to you. And that's when you countered with this idea.
Yeah, because at the time I had... Like, you know, we had this web series. It was an animated web series that we had for, you know, a couple of years. And then we just sort of, you know, we got busy and, you know, life happened. So we you know, scrapped that and just kind of moved on. I had an idea to kind of bring back that sort of media in a form of like a horror review show. And I think we just sort of merged both ideas at that point where I was like, you know what, that's a lot of work for just like two people. And I think that a podcast makes more sense. And all we really have is talking on the phone for the most part, because we all live so far away from each other. It wasn't like before where, you know, we were in the same neighboring state, you know, if anything. But
right
now we're, you know, we're all far away. Me, you, Matt, Jay's close to me, but, you know, we're both very busy. So, you know, talking over the phone is really all we have. And the podcast almost is like out of necessity, I would say, too, just to, hey, we do this anyway. We could just record it and maybe other people will get a kick out of it. And it seems to be the case. It's, you know, doing pretty well. So, yeah, that's kind of how this whole thing started.
And also, like, even beyond that, like, this is just, like, it's just an easy way to keep in touch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
No matter what, we'll always have the excuse of the podcast.
Right.
If we ever just want to talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because this always leads us into talking about other things before or after. And,
right,
you know, while the episodes are about, you know, 40 minutes to an hour, I mean, our recording sessions are about like 3 hours at least.
they can be.
We talked about how we met and got this thing started, but why don't you walk the people down the aisle of how you just got into horror in general, like before me. BJ.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound like before Joe, but
not that at all.
We were already very close to having like this sound like The Notebook as it is, with the way we talked about each other, and I shouldn't really throw in a blowjob joke. It's a very inappropriate time for that. But all right, go ahead. Just excuse that and go.
I was definitely young when I first got into horror, and it was my Aunt Donna who actually got me into it. I was I was just a kid in Brooklyn. I might have been maybe 6 or 7.
I think you said that before. Yeah, it sounds it sounds weird saying that, because like, you know, my girlfriend her kids are around that age, and I'm like, there's no fucking way they can watch this. But I did see that stuff at that age, and worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, a different time.
Like my own kid. Yeah. My own kid. Like, she's 13. Like, now, I wouldn't be so opposed to her watching that shit. But,
right.
Like, when she was 6, there's no way in hell.
Yeah.
Not a chance. What the hell was wrong with adults when we were kids?
I don't know.
Now, to be fair, my mother wanted nothing to do with this, and she was not a fan. But my Aunt Donna, she was a big horror fan. She read a lot of Stephen King, and she was big into all those movies. We're talking like the mid to late '80s when the slashers were in their heyday, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's, like, the first time I saw Nightmare on Elm Street. That's the first time I saw Psycho. She never let me watch the Friday the 13th movies, and I think the reason for that was because there was just so many boobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mom let me watch them, but, like, on USA, you know, where, like, they cut all the shit out.
Yeah, it was all cut out. Yeah. I get that. It was just not going to happen. But, like, Elm Street... Halloween, stuff like that, and even some Stephen King stuff. Maybe the less gory stuff. But that's really where it came from. I just never fucking looked back, man.
Is that kind of weird, man? I thought about that too. Like, my mom let me watch people, you know, getting their heads cut off, and you know, all sorts of like really violent stuff in these movies, but I wasn't able to see a pair of breasts. Like I had to cover my eyes or leave the room, or whatever, which is like, I feel like it's a lot more disturbing, right? Like on a
but
mind.
How weird is that?
It's,
like,
yeah,
it's just kind of like the,
what it was.
Not even just what it was; it's what it still is. Like that's just
yeah. Well,
like, sex is like this weird taboo in this country.
Not even nudity, like just female nudity. You know, it doesn't
right.
Yeah,
like we can watch people get horribly eviscerated,
right?
And that's fine. There's no issues with that. But don't you dare throw a pair of tits up on that screen. I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What was the first horror movie you saw in the theater?
Huh. I don't know if you could count this as the Would you count Beetlejuice as a horror movie?
No.
Okay, because that's the first movie
although
I saw.
I did see that in the theater, too.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I think it was a very long time until I saw an actual horror movie in the theater. Most of my horror movie watching experience was just at home.
All right.
What was yours?
Well, okay, so I have one that, again, may not count, and then I have one that definitely counts.
Okay.
So, if we're counting it, maybe the Monster Squad?
You want me to count Beetlejuice?
Okay, so if we're not counting Beetlejuice, we won't count the Monster Squad. But this one will count. Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you saw that in the theater. That's crazy.
Right? I was 8.
Yeah, yeah. That's nuts. No, see, because my parents weren't going to take me into movies like that. That's for sure. I remember multiple times going to the theater. I had one theater to go to here. I would take the bus. You know, I'm talking about like, you know, 15, 16 years old. I'd take the bus over to the movie theater, you know, get a ticket or whatever. I usually go with like some friends and, you know, go watch a movie. They were very, very, very strict about the R-rated policies. And I remember many times trying to get tickets to see stuff and they just would not let me go. Because I remember trying to see Species and they were like, no fucking way. The guy's like, I cannot sell you a ticket for this. And we were already at the theater and it was like a pain in the ass to take a bus all the way back. Like that was our day. That was what we had planned. So we saw Hugh Grant's 9 Months.
Oh, I am so sorry.
That was my horror movie experience. And I tell you what, I loved it at the time. I enjoyed the shit of 9 Months.
So instead of hot ass Natasha Henstridge, you got Julianne Moore.
I don't even know who was in that movie. If you're saying that's who it was, then that's fine. I remember Hugh Grant and the first time seeing him and what a bumbling fucking idiot he is. And very charming, you know?
I don't know what it says about you that you remember Hugh Grant more than Julianne Moore, but okay. I'll take it.
I'm comfortable with that. That's fine. All right, so then there you have it. That's a little bit about Justin. It's about our friendship, his love of horror, and how we got into it. And we are very excited to start the new season of the podcast. We got some great stuff to talk about. A little bit different. We're still going to have all the episodes that you know and love, new movies, some trivia stuff, but then some other things as well, like guest appearances, hopefully. You know, other like, you know, holiday and special episodes. We'll be starting the new series, this Origin of the Slasher series, come February. I'd say about half our episodes will probably be movies that take place in the 80s, specifically 1980. And we're going to kind of go through the history of slasher movies, but also branch off into some of the bigger horror movies that came out around those times. Like there's some huge ones, obviously, like The Shining. We're excited about that journey we're taking, and hopefully you guys are too. So with that said, thank you for listening. And have a good fucking night.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, guys. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and wherever you listen to podcasts. You could also follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. There you can find upcoming announcements on the show, new horror news, and original artwork. And if you have comments, questions, or just things to say about the show, we'd love to hear it at joe@sexyvampireteeth.com. If you make us laugh or piss us off, we're likely to read it on the air. So be sure to follow us for updates on the show and tune in every Monday night for a new episode. And thank you guys for listening.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.